Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So wonderful to be here with all of you. It's been several years since I've been here in Ireland. And I think God's moving around the world.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had a good year this past year.
Yes.
God's moving powerfully.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Amen. So good to see Sister Sharon. God bless you. Amen. We had Sister Sharon. How long ago was it you was over at Pottsville? Over? About 6 months ago. Amen. I'm looking forward to these chairs being full of people over these next coming days. I believe God wants to send revival
yes.
to Ireland and all of Europe. Melissa and I, it's so wonderful to be here. But we come all of this way not only to preach. I would have come to sit where you're sitting. I love the fellowship. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
I love being here. I love seeing what the Lord is doing. I can tell you, He's still saving sinners.
Yes.
Several Sundays ago at our home church, we saw God moved in a wonderful way. Sinners just began to run to the altar. I can tell you, this message still works.
Amen.
People still get saved. It doesn't matter to me what people may say. I can tell you, Christ is still the answer.
Yes.
He's still saving people, filling them with the Holy Ghost. My youth pastor got a hold of me through Facebook. I guess it was this morning. Said last night somebody was born again in the youth group. I can tell you, God's moving.
Yeah.
I said, God's moving.
Yes.
Amen. He's moving powerfully. If you've come here discouraged, you've come to the right place.
Yes.
If you've come thinking, I wonder if this works. I wonder if the Lord is still moving in the earth. Let me tell you, He's still moving. I come to this convention full of the Lord. No one gets his mind to be here. Amen. Can you say hallelujah? I'm looking forward to hearing these men of God preach, I can tell you. I'm going to sit right there, have my Bible open, and receive from the Lord. Amen. So good to be with Brother Sister Malcolmson. My God, what wonderful people. I said, what wonderful people. Come on now. Phenomenal. I mean, God's using them. Great friends. I can tell you, Brother Keith can tell you the truth.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Don't you believe we need the truth?
Yes.
Truth still works.
Yes.
How many of you are ready to receive from the Lord?
Yes.
Yes. Amen. If you have your Bible, please turn with us to 1 Kings chapter 1.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Will, I've heard so much about you. Looking forward to hearing you preach, my friend. Amen. I can tell you, Europe needs Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. I encourage you. This is the convention. I guess it's the fifth year that we've been here. And, you know, encourage every one of you. Get people in this school of Christ.
Yeah.
Get people in this convention. These are the nations you live among. If this is going to grow, if this is going to be all God wants it to be, you're going to have to be about the Father's business.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't hide this under a bushel. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I said, don't hide this thing. You tell every neighbor, every ministry friend you have, get them involved in this. This is the answer. Amen. Believe it with all my heart. 1 Kings, you can stand with me if you don't mind. 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 5. Amen. So wonderful to be here once again. 1 Kings 1 5. The Bible says, then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalteth himself, saying, I will be king. He prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, why hast thou done so? He also was a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, with Abiathar the priest, and they following Adonijah helped him. But Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei and Rai, the mighty men which belonged to David, were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zahilath, which is by in Rogel, and called all his brethren, the king's son, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah and the mighty men, and Solomon, his brother, he called not. If you'd go to Matthew chapter 12, verse 42. The Bible says the queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. I want to preach to you here this evening on this thought after prayer. I had a lot of messages in my heart. If you're a minister, you know, you could probably preach 100 different things, but really felt the mind of God in preaching this particular message. But I want to preach tonight a message entitled, Solomon, His Brother, He Called Not. A church without Christ. A church without Christ. Would you help me pray? Jesus. Father, we love You. Yes. We give You the glory. We thank You, Lord, for this opportunity to gather here to hear the Word of God. I thank You, Lord, for all of these that have come from across Europe. God, those that have come from Limerick, those that have even come from America. I ask, oh God, that You'd meet with us in this convention. God, we understand, we've sang about it, let the fire fall. We've prayed for it. God, we have given the sacrifice. And I pray, oh God, in this room tonight that You'd captivate every heart, God, every mind. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the Spirit of God come in power, in glory. God, that You would strengthen those, Lord, that are here. God, that You would fill those that are here. God, we need a divine encounter with God. And I pray, oh Lord, that You would do that in this room tonight. Oh, Lamb of God, have Your way. We bless Your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Preaching Solomon, his brother, he called not, a church without Christ. I believe with all of my heart that we live in a day and age when it is a common occurrence to have church without Christ being the center, the focus, and the focal point. It seems that around the world, people have no problem gathering under steeples, inside church buildings, and under the guise of Christianity without any consideration whether Christ is there or not. People can be joyful, be celebratory, be excited, and can even be merry, and Christ not even be in their midst. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. This is why such expressions should never be the chief indicator concerning the presence of the Lord in a place, because people can be all kinds of happy even when Jesus is not there. Yes. All throughout the Word of God, we find types and shadows of the false church. From the very beginning, we find the people of Babel working, progressing, building, going higher, unified, and moving towards the heavens, yet they were not the true church of the living God. Can you say amen? Amen. Some surely visited the church of Babel and left with the impression that those people really want to know God, or why else would they be building towards God? Surely, if they hated the Lord, they would be digging a pit and not building upwards. Amen. Genesis 11:4 says, and they said, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. Let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. I believe that we can all agree tonight that there's a lot of movement towards the heavens. Yeah. Everywhere you look, you find people, you find churches, false churches that would tell you we're going northward, we're going higher, we're moving towards the heavens. But I want you to know in relation to the church of Babel that it was a heavenly looking place. Yes. It was a place that had all types of building. They had all types of work. Matter of fact, this false church was going so good that God visited it Himself and concluded that if He didn't do something, that they would win their youth, the city, their neighbors, their nation, and even the world over to their false church. I want to encourage you tonight, as you look about you, many of you, I know what you face. I know the people that you witness to. I know the places that you preach. You would say to yourself after leaving those places, oftentimes there's a great contradiction. In your spirit, you know that even though the testimony of those people are we are moving upwards, we're going towards the heavens. I want you to know in these last days, there's a lot of that type of attitude. But just because it's building higher doesn't mean that it's the Lord.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Matter of fact, most historians, a lot of debate on this, but some believe that the Tower of Babel got all the way to 8,000 feet. That's pretty high. Some say that it was over 300 feet. Some say it was 600 feet. But I don't know how tall that it was, but I do know this. Just because its building was upward, just because it was towards the heavens, it did not mean that God was in the center of it. Matter of fact, the Lord had nothing to do with it. Amen. We've got to see this. We can be assured that God visits both the false and the true church.
Yes.
He visits one to bring unity. He visits the other to break up that unity. Amen. God said, I've got to come. I've got to check this out because they're going so high. They're moving so far northward. But I can tell you, God is going to do something in these last days. He's going to visit the church all right and all of its falsehood. He's not going to bring a unity to it. He's going to scatter it throughout the earth. But God is going to have a people, Sister Sharon. I said, God is going to have a people. He's going to send a revival. God is going to stir the hearts of people across America, across Europe. Come on, somebody. I said, God's going to do it. If you've come tonight, you're discouraged. You say, Pastor Robin, I've got my doubts. Let me encourage you. God is doing wonderful things. You need, listen, let the breath of God breathe into your spirit. God's going to do it. God's going to send revival.
Amen.
I said, God's going to do it.
Amen.
You see, in these last days, we must not be ignorant or unlearned. It is one thing to be ignorant and unlearned concerning religion, but quite another to be ignorant and unlearned concerning Christ and His church.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I can tell you there's a lot of northward movement in churches. There's even a lot of unity in the false church. But I can tell you, just because there's a lot of activity doesn't mean it's the Lord.
Amen.
I said, just because there's a lot of vision, there's a lot of purpose, there's a lot of work. Matter of fact, we look here at the Church of Babel, we find they were very purpose driven. Amen. They had a purpose. They said, come, let's gather together. Listen, I feel the Lord is trying to convey to us tonight that we've got to know in these last days that there's going to be a false church, but there's going to be Christ church. There's going to be both. But we cannot look at things on the surface and say, you know what, that God must be in that. They would not go so high towards the heavens. I can tell you the most diabolical thing in all the earth is a church of people that say they're heavenly minded, heavenly in purpose, but yet in their core, they're very devilish, they're very for themselves, they're not trying to make the name of Christ known, they're trying to make themselves a name. I can tell you the ministries I hate more than anything else, is whenever we try to propagate a ministry that just has our name embezzled on it. I'm thankful for a convention that doesn't say it's going to be about this, it's going to be about that, but it's a school of Christ. It's a place where we're going to hear about Jesus. It's going to be a place that Christ is going to be exalted. Can you say amen?
Amen.
A.B. Simpson once said, one of the special marks of the Holy Ghost and the apostolic church was the spirit of boldness. I believe in these last days God is going to have a boldness in His people. Now concerning the false and the true church, I believe that it is presented clearly in our text tonight. Here in our text, we find a gathering, a party, a sacrifice, a celebration, and a commencement service without Christ ever receiving an invitation. There was a lot of churchy stuff going on without the one who is to be the head of the church. As we look at this, there's several things I would like to convey in regards to the false and the true church. The first thing is this. There is an emphasis and catering to self. Self is exalted and the emphasis of the ministry.
Yeah.
Now when we know that Solomon, David's youngest son, was the son chosen by God to be king. 1 Chronicles 28:5 says, "And of all my sons, for the Lord hath given me many sons, he hath chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel." Now this verse conveys to us that it was declared, conveyed, and duly noted that Solomon was to be king. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
However, Solomon's brothers did not think the word of God important. They felt like their ideals were better, superior, and more appropriate than the expressed word of God. In other words, they neglected the written word of God, instead trusting in their own word. This is a mark of the false church every time. It is a place that doesn't prioritize the word of God. Though it knows that Solomon is God's chosen vessel, God's chosen son, it seeks to exalt the son of its own choosing. Amen. I can tell you, if you go into a place and they diminish this blessed book, they tell you that is for a bygone era. That is for a different people. That's not relevant to today. You and I must come to the place that we're willing to flee that place and say, "I want nothing to do with that whatsoever." I've come to learn in my own personal life and in the life of the ministry, I have no desire to be a part of a place that doesn't exalt and adhere to the living word. Word of God. I can tell you it's good enough for Europe. It's good enough for America. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for you. And if God is going to be glorified and revival is going to come, I can tell you it's going to be because people embrace the word of God. They say, "Lord, we know that it is for us. We're going to build the church on the word of God." I tell the people at Pottsville all the time, "Listen, I'm not here to preach Robin's opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not here to preach Robin's preference. I'm here to teach and preach the B-I-B-L-E." Amen. It's still the book for me. I stand up. Come on, somebody. I stand up on the Word of God. It's still alive. It's still quick. It's still powerful. You can find eternity written within its pages. God is looking for a people that still say the Word of God is for me. Give Him praise. Praise in His house. Amen. Amen. We must take note that Adonijah, no doubt, had some of the same characteristics of Solomon, for they both shared the same father. They might have sang a few of the same songs, preached a sermon titled the same, or even both preached out of the same biblical translation. However, the false church of Adonijah and the true church of Solomon are not one and the same. Amen. They may have the same color of eyes.
Yeah.
Come on now. They may have the same characteristic of the nose, but just because you find a place that has similarities to this book, if it's not all of this book, then it is none of Christ. Listen to me. If it's not all of this book, amen. I know how it is wherever you may live. And people may say, "Well, Brother Paul, it has the same eyes. Look at the eye color. It's brown and that's brown." They may say, "Look at the nose. That's the same type of nose." But listen, if it's not a living representation of this blessed book, you and I have got to come to terms with the fact that that's not God. I said, that's not the Lord. Amen. I don't care what similarities it may have. If it's not Genesis all the way through to the book of Revelation, it's not the Christ for me. It's not the King for this preacher. There's only one gospel. Amen. There's only one truth, and it is this book. Amen. It's, listen, it's not any other type that's added to this.
Yeah.
I said it is the Word of God. Amen. The true church of Solomon and the false church of Adonijah, they are not the same. One exalts and prioritizes itself, and the other exalts and prioritizes Christ. Listen to me. 1 Kings 1:5 says, "And Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalteth who? Himself, saying, I will be king. He prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him." In this verse, we find a mark of the false church. Self. Self. Self is the mark of the false church. And everything to do with selfish exaltation. The message is about self. The songs are about self. The teaching is about self. The ministries are about self. The attitudes are about self. The conversations are about self. In the false church, there is no mention of dying to self and picking up your cross and following the Lord. For that declaration doesn't benefit self. In the false church, everything revolves around self. How God lives to bless self. How heaven is about self. How evangelism is about self. How God wants to give self an easy life on this earth. How God wants to bless self with the biggest ministry on the block. Come to the false church of Adonijah, and we will make sure that when you leave, self will be encouraged, happy, motivated, joyful, and feel loved. Amen. Because Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalts himself. Hallelujah. We find in the false church of Adonijah that self is exalted by many different expressions. Amen. I can tell you in the false church, it's all about you. Uno, number one. It's about you. Hallelujah. Let me just tell, I preached a conference several weeks ago, and they in this conference, they always talk about, Brother Keith, about being world changers. Amen. How they're gonna this and they're gonna that. And let me just make it very clear, you're not gonna do absolutely anything.
Yeah.
I said, you're gonna do, if you're looking to yourself to change the world, you're looking to the wrong person. Amen. I tell them, I've told them for years, if God uses you at all, it's because you're willing to die to self. Paul said, for me to live is Christ. Christ is the answer to Limerick. Christ is the answer to Ireland. Christ is the answer to Europe. It's about time in ministers' convention we tell self, you've got to be laid on an altar. You've got to let Christ, my God, you've got to let Christ live, for Christ is the answer. Give Him praise in His house. Glory. Hallelujah. In this false church of Adonijah, it's all about you, pal. It's all about your comfortability. It's all about how God's going to use you. It's all about how God is going to use your church. I can tell you, when you exalt self, you're going to get a mess.
Yeah, that's right.
Every time. What did John say? He said, he's got to increase, didn't he?
Yes.
I've got to decrease.
Yeah.
That was the message of John. Now when we look here at Adonijah and his exaltation of himself, that blows me away. He had that disposition, but I can tell you it's easy to have. I said that's easy to have.
Yes.
Scripture tells us that Adonijah prepared himself chariots and horsemen, that he had 50 footmen run before him. Isn't that what it says?
Yeah.
It says he had 50 footmen run before him and chariots and horsemen. Now, we know the number 50 in the Word of God speaks of a lot of things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
However, we do know that Pentecost was 50 days after Passover. Could it be that these 50 footmen speak of a false, worked up, and fabricated Pentecostal environment that was created by self to promote self and give some type of validation to what self wants to do. I don't know if you've been around much in any type of so-called Pentecostal circles, but I can tell you we're good at 50 horsemen. Come on now. We have them run before us. We create a fabricated, you know, move of the Spirit. We have all types of games, all types of shenanigans. And we say, look how we can work things up. Yeah. Now I want you to know, in Adonijah's false church, there was a fabricated excitement. There was a fabricated exuberance. As here all these run before him, I can hear him say on Facebook, social media, whatever else, boy, didn't God move in that convention? Didn't God move in our services? But when you began to peer through all of that, you began to find out it wasn't a heaven-sent revival at all. It was simply a fabrication of self, as self tried to make an environment that validated the exaltation of itself. But here tonight, I didn't fly out my wife all the way to Limerick to be a part of something false, but God, let it be real. My God, oh, let it be real, Lord. We need a heaven-sent revival. We need God to come down in power where God is glorified. Oh, yonder, oh my. You see, the name Adonijah itself means Jehovah is my Lord. This is what they say, but self is really the Lord of them all. Amen. You see, what is sight? This must have been to see these chariots and footmen run before Adonijah. Listen, I'm trying to just clear the way tonight. Is that okay? Yes. We're just letting the Lord have His way. Trying to convey, some of you've come. Some of you pastor churches. Some of you missionaries over to Germany. Amen. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And the devil will whisper in this ear. They will say, he will say, Brother Will, listen, you're on the wrong ship. You need to look at all this other stuff. But I want you to know tonight, there is a false, but there is a true. Amen. Listen to me. As we move on, we must note that the false church has an overflow of false ministers to help propagate this false self message. Scripture says, and Adonijah conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and they following Adonijah helped him. This word help means to support, aid, or protect. This verse tells us that the false church was assisted in its propagation by backslidden ministers. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
We know that Joab and Abiathar had served David all of their lives. However, they are now found helping the false church. Scripture teaches us that Joab had counseled David, fought for David, had been David's captain, had been a mighty man of David. However, now he is preaching a false message and helping the false church.
Yes.
Abiathar, on the other hand, had lived under David's protection all of his life. 1 Samuel 22 lets us know that. Though these men knew the will of David, I want you to note that. They knew the will of David. That Solomon was to be the king. They knew that. They knew the message of David, and they knew the desire of David. But though they knew all of this, they chose to help the false church because it appealed to their flesh in a great measure. Amen. Listen, there's a lot of preachers I used to know. I used to preach the truth as it is found in this book.
Yes.
I said they used to stand upon this book. They would proclaim it. They would preach it. They would declare it. But somewhere down the line, they began to think that all that other had a greater appeal. That if they went with that, they would get more support for the missionary field. They would get more support as people coming and giving into the offering plate.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Right. I can tell you the devil can turn you very, very quickly.
Yes.
At any point in our lives. If there's any appeal to anything natural, I can tell you the devil's going to seize on that. If he can come, he can find something in the heart, something in the life. He'll exploit that. I look at Adonijah. Surely he said to Joab, listen, you follow me, I'll give you an extra $100 in support. You follow me, I'll make you call this, call that. What?
Yes.
Come on, somebody. I've met them all down the trail. People that I used to be in the trenches with. People that used to sit in this convention. How many people, Brother Paul, used to come to the School of Christ convention? They're not here now. Why? Because Adonijah come. He had a greater appeal to their all things natural. And now they're saying there's nothing to this. But you listen to me tonight. I can tell you eternity is going to show what's right, what's true. And it's all going to be made known in time.
Jesus.
I said it's all going to be made known in time.
Jesus.
You see, there are a lot of things that need help in this world, but the false church is not one of them.
Lord.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
I said there's a lot of things that need help, but you and I should never ever think that if it's a false, we should have any part of it.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we find that this false church had an abundance of sacrifice. It says, and Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zeheleth. This tells us that the false church has an abundance of sacrifice. It sacrifices its time. It sacrifices its money. It sacrifices other such things. However, just because sacrifice is present, it doesn't make it the true church, though the true church will sacrifice.
Yeah.
Isn't it right? Adam Clark said, Adonijah made a royal feast in reference to his inauguration. As he had Abiathar the priest with him, no doubt these animals were offered sacrificially. And then the guests fed on the flesh of the victims. He had not only a splendid feast, but a great sacrifice. And he gave by this a popular color to his pretensions by affecting to receive his authority from God.
Yeah.
I can tell you there's nothing that tries to pressure you or push you than God save King Adonijah.
Yeah.
Come on now. I can tell you the false church has no qualms about it, bringing sacrifice, bringing God's name into the picture. This tells us that the false church is made up and offers religious sacrifices. Amen.
Yes.
In identifying and discerning the false church, it is paramount, I believe, not to consider who is a part of it, but rather who is not a part of it. Been wanting to get here the whole night. Scripture says, but Zadok the priest and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei and Rai, and the mighty men which belonged to David were not. Somebody say they were not there. They were not there with Adonijah. Then it says, but Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother, he called not. Now the first thing to note here, in the false church, there is a message of inclusion, but it actually operates under the banner of exclusion. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I said it operates under the message of inclusion. It says for whosoever will. But it doesn't mean for whosoever will. Come on now. That's not what it means. In other words, the false church didn't have certain people in it. They didn't listen to it. They didn't enjoy it. And nor was they invited to it. Amen.
Yeah.
I can tell you the people that should have been there were not there. Amen. They didn't get the memo. They didn't get the invitation. Zadok wasn't there. Benaiah wasn't there. Nathan wasn't there. Shimei wasn't there. Rai wasn't there. And David's mighty men were not there. Personally, I have several people that I look for when it comes to determining what is real and what is true. Come on now. I said, for myself, I study it out. I want to know. I get on their social media, Brother Will. I say, who are they following? Who are they listening to? And not only who are they listening to, but who are they not listening to? Who's not been invited to the social media? Come on now. Who's not been invited there? I can assure you, listen, I want to know, what books do they read? Whose posts do they share? What music do they listen to? And whose beliefs do they support? Amen. I can tell you, Sister Sharon, I can find out a lot about a preacher by going to their social media page. I can find out a lot about preacher as to see who they listen to.
Yeah.
Whose convictions they go to. I can tell you here tonight, I look across this room, I believe I'm looking at people that love God, that are part of the true church. Why? Because they are people that are interested in one person only, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. You can keep your thrust. You found. I said, you can keep it all. Give me Christ. He's the answer. I said, He's the answer. When I go into a place, I'm looking for Solomon.
Yes.
Come on now. I'm looking for Nathan. If they are not a part of it, or if they have not been invited, I'm out of it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I remember when I was young, I'd go places. I'd look. Who's here? Is there somebody I'm familiar with? I can tell you, if it wasn't people there that I knew, I wasn't going to stay. But you'd be amazed how many preachers, how many people, they go into an environment, they see sacrifice.
Yeah.
They see all type of religious shenanigans.
Yes.
They convince themselves this must be God's new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I mean, you see all the funding. People would come in here, they'd say, well, there's not 1,000 people. Listen, but there's 1,000 people in that one. I can tell you, I don't go in. I don't determine where God's at based upon. There's a lot of kick football, what you guys call. And stadiums are full of people. Amen. But I can tell you, God's not in the midst of that. He's not the center of that. I'm looking for a crowd to determine how big it is. If Christ is there or not, I've been fooled a long time ago. But listen, I've come to realize if Solomon's there, that's good enough for me. I want to know, is it based upon the Word? Is Christ the center of it all?
Amen.
I said, is Christ the center of it all?
Yes.
In the false church, it's not always who is there. It's who's not there. You may look, you may see a lot of people, a lot of preachers. There's a lot of people, folks, that used to walk with God. They're not walking with Him anymore. Amen. How many of you been in ministry long enough to see this?
Yes.
Amen. I've seen them. I used to see people flock to these conventions.
Yes.
I've seen them in Beaumont flock. Around this world, I've seen them flock. Amen. Now they're caught up in a million religious shenanigans. They think Adonijah has more for them than Solomon. Amen. They think their will, their desires, greater than God's will and God's Word. But listen to me. It may look like it's all going to happen in this moment, but we find here in the Word of God that all collapse in on itself.
Yes.
Listen to me. Here we find in the false and the true church. We find in the false, it exalts itself. It has a lot of religious shenanigans. People can flock to it. It can hail itself as the king. So you can say whatever you want to say about yourself. I can tell you there's only one. I said there's only one. I said all that out there. People ask me all the time, are you concerned about what's going to happen? Brother man, yeah, with the church. I'm not concerned. He said, how are you not concerned? I can tell I've read this book.
Yes.
I can tell you Christ will have Himself a bride.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what they do. You say, well, preacher, how big's that bride going to be? I don't know. But I do know this, brother. From every tongue, every tribe, every bit of this corners of the earth, and for me to stand here discouraged is for me to tell you the Holy Ghost is going to fail in relation to gathering the bride for Jesus. I can tell you I'm as encouraged as I've ever been. Why? I know there's a revival coming because Christ is going to have a bride. It doesn't doesn't matter how dark things may be. It doesn't matter what things may look like on the outside. I said, Christ is going to have a bride. It's going to be made up of people from Ireland, even from America and around the world. Why? Because the Holy Ghost, Jesus didn't fail in His mission, and the Holy Ghost is sure enough not going to fail.
Amen.
I said, the Holy Ghost is sure enough not going to fail.
Amen.
Amen. We find here in the Word of God in relation to the true church, it says, and Zadok the priest took a horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And everybody else was playing their games. When everybody else was thinking they were going to have their way, their churches were going to explode. Come on now. And all their conventions were going to keep just busting out the seams. I said, there come a day. I said, there come a day. And all that's going to collapse in on itself. Bible says, and Zadok the priest took a horn of oil. A horn of oil out of the tabernacle. And anointed Solomon. And they blew the trumpet. All the people said, God save King Solomon.
Amen.
God save King Solomon. You see, this is the victory march of the true church. I said, this is the victory march of the true church. The pulpit commentary says the cause of Christ, like that of Solomon, seems to be desperate. Doesn't it seem like that tonight?
Yeah.
You look around things, doesn't it seem like the devil is gaining the upper hand?
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like people like yourself is losing the battle at times?
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like that?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I said, it feels like that at times. As all that pressure builds up and you look out there and you see these types of things, it looks like that of Solomon seems to be desperate. But, somebody say, but. But the sudden overthrow in the very hour of apparent success and cries of God, save King Adonijah. The trumpet blast proclaimed the destruction of their hopes, and the trembling and terrified guests hurriedly dispersed to their homes. So at the trump of the archangel, if not before, the gates of hell shall be overcome and the enemies of our Lord shall be put to confusion. Hallelujah to God. I want you to know tonight at the very onset of this convention that there is a Christ, there is a true church, and it may look tonight like the other is gaining the upper hand, but be encouraged. Leave this place tonight knowing that there is a Solomon that has the mandate of God, that is backed by the Word of God, and it shall not fail. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yandarabah, shandarabah,
sikandarabah.
Oh, you see, meanwhile, the church and her ministers, like Bathsheba and Nathan, must cry to the Eternal Father, Lord, how long? I said, Lord, how long? It's not if it's coming. It's when it's coming, brother. It's when it's coming. It's sure enough coming. I said, it's sure enough coming. If that doesn't excite you, as they say in Arkansas, your wood's wet. Come on now. I said, it is coming. It is coming. I said, it is coming. Amen. But you find here in relation, I want you to hear this. You find in relation to Solomon and the false church, that the Father did not say, I want you to go burn it down. They're all, everything false is gathered together in one place. Come on now.
Yeah.
I want you, listen, I've seen a lot of Pentecostal folks try to come against that, all that is false in a false way.
Right.
Come on now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
David didn't say, listen, Solomon, here's your chance. Everybody that's part of that false, you just go burn the whole thing down. Yeah. It wouldn't be. Sometimes it may feel like that'd be the way of God, but it's not.
Yeah.
Come on now. I said, my purpose, listen, my mission as a minister of this gospel is not to spend 95% of my time tearing down all things false.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to do. Oh, Pastor Robin, what are you trying to do? I'm not trying to tear it down. If there's something that needs to be dealt with by this blessed book, that's what we deal with.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
I said, that's what we deal with. But I can tell you, David didn't say, listen now, I want you to go. You take Solomon, Nathan. I want you guys to go down there. You just drive right down there, and you just take it to them. I've heard people say things along that line. Mm-hmm. That's not the way of God, is it?
Yeah.
I said, that's not the way. What did David say? The Father said this, you go take what's true.
Jesus.
Oh, you go take what's true. And you put it on my mule. And you parade that thing out there in the public eye. That, listen, it's the exaltation of what is right that destroys all things. Also, my God, I can tell you, you say, Pastor Robin, what's the answer? Listen, I don't know where you preach. I don't know where you go to church. I don't even know where you live. But I do know this. If you will exalt what is true, if you'll preach this blessed book, I can tell you, you don't have to spend all your time defeating and tearing down all things false, but you just lift up the name of Jesus. You put Solomon and on the right mule. You parade him, my God, here in Limerick City. Just exalt Christ and you'll find that the city will be put in chaos as Christ is exalted.
Jesus.
I can tell you, I met a lot of preachers. They spend most of their time, Brother Keith, tearing down on Facebook, whatever else. That's not what I'm giving to, sister. That's not me. What are you saying? You don't want to deal with? I'll deal with whatever the Holy Ghost tells me to deal with. But I can tell you, I stand to do my best.
Yes.
I stand in that pulpit at Pottsville, Arkansas.
Lord,
whatever
Jesus.
Pulpit God puts me in, brother. I do my very best to stand there, preach Christ, make Him so high. Listen to this. I can tell you, it was the exaltation of the true King. It was the exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this. Wherefore, this is what Adonijah said. Wherefore is the noise of the city being in an uproar? Amen. He said, listen, we're having a party here. Our church has been going good, but there's a sound coming from that upper room. Listen, at 74 O'Connell Street, amen. Come on, somebody. There's some noise there. It's louder than the bar room. It's louder than the cathedral down the road. It's a noise. My God, what is it? It's God's people exalting all things true.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can tell you that's the answer. It's not, listen, most, it's not your prerogative. It's not what God's called you to do. To spend all of your time trying to tear down all things false. Listen, you'll sit there all you want. Come on, is it okay if we just preach like it is? We'll sit there, Brother Keith. We'll debate. How can I tear down? How can I expose? Hey, listen, I'm telling you, my friend right here, Brother Jeffrey, he got saved radically, birth of God. I can tell you, it was the exaltation of Christ on this church, amen. We don't have to give ourselves all the time, energy spent trying to deal with all things false. You'll be chasing your tail every day of your life. Your ministry will be a bore. You'll be discouraged at every turn. Because listen, folks, you can't, in yourself, you can't put to flight all the enemies of God. Listen, every other day something new's popping out.
Yeah.
If I spent my time trying to mess with that brother, I'd go crazy.
Yeah.
I said, I'd go crazy. If I tried to, listen, I don't know how it is over here in America. There's every other day seems like a new doctrine, new belief, new something coming down the way there. But I can tell you, I'd spend all my time. But we've seen God save. We've seen God fill. We've seen God do wonderful things at Pottsville. Why? Because I have given myself to putting Solomon on that mule, my God, and lifting him as high as I can. It was the Lord Himself that said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to myself. That's Christ. He's still the answer. He's still the answer. And yet there's so many idols in Limerick. It's been, I can't even figure out all the Catholic ones. Come on, somebody. There's a million of them. Isn't that right? I get an amen from somebody that lives here. I said, there's so much of it. But I can tell you, if you'll live what's right, if you'll preach what's right, if you'll do what's right, come on now. It goes on to say, has somebody come in to Adonijah? Said, this is the noise that you have heard. I tell you, whenever Christ is truly exalted, it drowns out all the noise of what's false. Did you hear me? They can be have a big shenanigans, big old time, drinking and being merry and sacrificing, thinking they're getting away with a lot of things. But I can tell you, this church stands as a testimony that Christ is being exalted. I said, this church, you, the school of Christ, is a testimony. How many of you been through the school? Mm-hmm. Most of you. I can tell you the school is a testimony that not everybody's there with Adonijah. Not everybody's there, but I'm not going to give them. Listen, when I give credence to what they do, it makes them think that what they do is somehow in competition with what is real.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
What they do has no bearing on what Christ is doing. They can do whatever they want to do. They can give a million sacrifices. Come on, somebody. They can give all their money to the poor. They can do all their social activities, Sister Candace. But at the end of the day, all of that, listen to what it says. It says, and all the guests, somebody say everybody.
Everybody.
All the guests of Adonijah that were with him were afraid. Uh-oh. Dad's come home. Come on now. And they rose up. They weren't worshiping now. And every man went his way. What's that say? Did Solomon ever have to deal with these folk? Did he ever have to say anything to them? Did he ever have to scatter them abroad himself? No. But the exaltation of the one simply brings the scattering of the other. Did you hear me? We tried to establish at the beginning of this, the false church of Babel. What were they trying to do? They were trying to gather together in one all things. And then what we read? We read that about the false church of Babel. But we find that God did what? He scattered them. Didn't he? Isn't that what we read? You see, God has always dealt with the false church with such ways. They try to gather themselves under Adonijah at the church of Babel. They try to do those things, but at the end of the day, all you're going to see is people's backsides. They scatter. As Christ is exalted. Because I can tell you, there's nothing that the devil... Listen, the devil will argue with you all day long. Isn't that right? I don't argue with people anymore. You want to argue, you go somewhere else. Hey, come in the door of the church I pass. You want to argue, you just march on. I ain't arguing with you. Come on now. I have no time for that. There's enough people out here, brother, looking for Christ. There's enough people out here looking for truth, and we spend half our time trying to argue with people that don't want truth in the first place. Listen, I know this man of God. If you don't want truth, there's 1,000 other churches in Ireland you could probably go see it. Throw in your little coinage or whatever else. But if you're looking for Christ, you found the right church. You found the right convention. You've been through the right school. That school of Christ, it is simply that. A school of Christ. If you're in it for yourself, if you think your ministry needs to be the forefront of all things, but I can hear the sounding of a trumpet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. A herald of the message of Christ. How many of you know that angel's going to stand? He's going to blow on that trumpet. And everything that's false ain't going to shake its fist at him.
That's right.
I said, we're in competition with this.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Come on, somebody. They're going to scatter 1,000 different ways. Isn't that right? I said, they're going to scatter 1,000 different ways. We're here in this place, in this convention. You've got several services. These men of God's going to preach to all of us. But I can tell you, it's going to be the blowing of God's eternal trumpet. Did you hear me? That's what it's going to be. And I tell you, all things that are false will just disperse on their own. You'll find when you go home, there is a false belief. If there is a way in your disposition, because I can tell you, every flesh in this room would rather go with Adonijah.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of you. Everyone, if your ministry, what you do, if you give place to the devil, you're going to find yourself in that house with Adonijah. Did you hear me? Twice in the history of Jerusalem has a son of David ridden through her streets, sitting on a mule, amid the shouts and praises of the people. Let us compare the two occasions. They will furnish a further proof and illustration of the typical character of Solomon. A further proof that a greater than Solomon is here.
Amen.
And that Christ is the answer.
Yes.
Amen.
And the devil, if he can't swing you one way, he'll swing you completely the other way. So sure, he didn't call you to those streets to deal. He lift up Christ. That's the answer.
Yes.
People are going to be saved because we're preaching Christ.
Yes.
You guys go to those streets. You preach Jesus. Amen. There's enough false out there. I can tell you, it'll consume your mind.
Yes.
I've seen it eat preachers up.
Jeez.
They become bitter. They become hard.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
I'm trying to talk to you tonight. They'll become all types of ways. You'll be discouraged in yourself thinking that that's somehow going to make it through all eternity. It's not, friend.
No.
I said, it's not. It's going to face its demise. Listen, you go to the Father. Father, you see what they're doing. You know what the Father's response to you? You just exalt Him.
Yeah.
You just take Solomon. You write to parade Him. What's all that noise? There's a church that is given to promoting Solomon once again.
Jesus.
Folks, I'm not a part of this discouraged and woe is me end time Pentecostal people.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I've met him just playing that violin, brother. Oh, it's just horrible. That's what everything's horrible. It's not horrible.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Why is it great? Because there's only one king that's going to make it. Christ. I said Christ is the King of Kings.
Yeah.
The Lord of Lords. It doesn't matter what Adonijah thinks of himself, and it doesn't matter how many people Adonijah get to him. I'm looking. Is Solomon a part of this convention? Is Solomon there? When you go into a place, when you visit with people, is Christ here? And if Christ isn't there, why are you there? Amen. Why do you want to be a part of something that Christ wasn't even invited to? You know, whenever Solomon was promoted, put on that mule, paraded through that city, did you know that it doesn't say, but these were not called? Because in Solomon's church, it's an inclusive church. It says, for whosoever will. If you want to be a part of this company. You see, we find here that Adonijah, they were in a room. Solomon was publicly. The Bible says of Christ, none of this was done in a corner. Come on, somebody. I said, this is all... You want to see this? It's all right here. I tell the church, I pastor, listen, you, everything I say, if it's not in this book, you just come to me.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. There's nothing, listen, if everything I preach, you say come to me after this service, Pastor Robin, I don't believe. Listen, I've tried to present to you Christ. He's the answer. He's the answer to your ministry. He's the answer to your heart. You don't need to be discouraged. He said, well, they're not listening. They're going to listen. Why do you say that? Because from every tribe, every king. Everywhere. I said, Solomon is going to prevail. It wasn't Adonijah that sat on that throne. It was Solomon. I think Christ is going to have His church. That's the fact of the matter. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Stand with us tonight. You know, I understand oftentimes we come into places like this. Some of you, if you're like myself, you're operating on different time zones. You come, you're getting adjusted this first night. Some of you, how many of you are flying today, driving? You've come a long ways. Your bags, if you're like ours, are scattered and probably missing a shoe or two shoes. Or don't tell what you're all missing, but I do know this. You come into this place tonight. You say, God, you're here because you want the Lord to move in your heart. I look at your faces. I see you. You know, we all just need Christ to be made. Just sometimes you come to these conventions just to be validated. What you're believing is so. Isn't that right? Sometimes you just need to come. And just what you're doing, keep doing that. Keep believing that. But you don't know, Pastor. You don't know all the stuff I deal with. You don't know I lost support from these people. These people left my church. This thing's going on in my life. You know, I know there's a multitude of things that are in this room. Isn't that right? Don't you all come? You all have reasons you're here.
Yeah.
You've come. You've driven to be a part of this convention because you believe Christ is going to be here.
Jesus.
He is here. But you've got to know what you're doing is right. I said it is right. You don't have to berate every person on the street that's out there. But you do have to make Christ real.
Jesus.
What is it to deny the false king if you can't produce the right one?
Yeah.
Isn't it right? Brother Clendenin used to always say, you can curse the darkness, but it's easy to turn on the light. You know what they were doing, Brother Self? They were turning on the light, brother. They said, listen, the answer to all that darkness of Adonijah is for me to flip on the light of Solomon. Just get Solomon there. Get Solomon in Limerick. Get Solomon in your Germany, wherever you are, Spain. I tell you, we spend so much time. I've determined in my heart, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do my best. Make as Christ as real as I can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in doing so, I believe all things will take care of itself.
Lord Jesus.
As I make Jesus real to this generation. Can we just worship the Lord tonight?
Hallelujah.
Let's do it around the building.
Oh,
Father, we love you.
Hallelujah.
My God, encourage.
Lord Jesus.
Lord
Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lamb of God.
We praise you.
Yes,
my God.
Oh, be encouraged tonight. Be encouraged tonight, child of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, exalt the Lord.
Jesus, praise
you. Oh, exalt the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We worship
you. My God, do it in us, Jesus.
We worship you.
Do it in us, Lord. Good in us, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. My God, have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Thank you, Jesus. We praise you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, my God.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God. My God,
yes, Lord, yes. Oh, yes, Lord.
Overshadow us, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God.
Lord Jesus,
yes, Lord, yes.
Jesus.
My God, we love you, Jesus. Oh, God, have your work in us,
Jesus.
Have your work, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Savior's
name. My God,
and put it all the way over here.